We're talking today with Travis Snythman, the 2008 Star Farmer of America. You have to get used to that title, I guess, Travis.
Well, thank you. I'm very fortunate.
Now, you've done a lot in FFA, from Star Farmer of Oklahoma, State FFA President. Now, this honor at the national level, very fulfilling career, I would think, for the FFA organization for you.
Yes, it has been. FFA organization has been tremendous to me from the very beginning, whether it's communication, being able to get up in front of people and talk with confidence, also record-keeping skills. My teachers played a great role in being a great mentor right there behind my dad to me. And I feel like that the record-keeping, the SAE with the responsibility that's taught me, and also it's given me a lot of opportunities to meet other people and kind of compare my operations with others and use the newest and latest ideas and technologies to benefit my own operation.
As you went through the interview process on Thursday, what sort of questions were they asking about your operation? In other words, how deep did they try to drill down?
Well, they asked me, first of all, I had shared with them one of the questions I remember very familiar was they asked me, well, why do you not I told them that the least profitable aspect of my operation was my custom hay service. And I said 2 years ago in 2006, my little brother and I did right at $20,000 of custom hay revenue. And I told them that after we took out every cost, every variable cost, every bit of depreciation, every bit of interest, we split $2,400 and just bent over backwards. I neglected my own alfalfa. We each made $1,200 for the summer. And one of the guys said, well, why can't you just raise your prices? And I said, well, that's a good point. I said, there's about five other guys in my area that are putting up custom hay, too. And I says, what we ought to do is all get together and have a meeting, and all raise our prices. So they like
the,
that.
The OPEC of custom hay. Huh?
That's right. That's right.
Now, you know, as you think about your operation, what do you see you doing in agriculture as far as on the farm in the next 5 to 10 years? What's your farming operation going to, you think, look like?
I really feel like there's three enterprises that I'm really going to focus on. I'm really going to focus on expanding my alfalfa acres. The past few years, I've developed a very large customer base, and I'm going to continue to strive to work in that direction. Also, I plan to increase my certified number of bushels sold. I really feel like there's a big opportunity. Very few people in Oklahoma raise certified seed with all the paperwork and the time commitment that takes. But I'm willing to do those kind of things, those value-added kind of things, to support myself so that I'll pass the farm on down to the next generation.